Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. 3w.realworldradio.fm.
Latin American solidarity strengthening the framework of a People's Summit in Panama. Panama has become the center of attention of national and international media, but even more for the peoples who have hope in organized sectors promoting concrete actions for the excluded peoples at the People's Summit. According to them, they see in the American Summit a lack of will and a worn-down rhetoric of solution to the region's social and political problems. Social forces and governmental representatives will debate many issues, such as Puerto Rico's independence, the repeal of Barack Obama's decree related to Venezuela, and the relationship between Cuba and the U.S. About this issue and in the framework of the People's Summit, the Cuban civil society was present on April the 7th at Auditorio José de Moscote of the Economy School, University of Panama. There, they presented a fact sheet detailing the profile of Cuba's enemies, who disguise themselves as official representatives and are part of a strong opposition force which is operating from abroad, looking to discredit a dignified and sovereign Cuba. The declaration by the Real Cuban Civil Society reads, "Cuban representatives present at the parallel forums of the America Summit denounce the presence in these spaces of mercenaries paid by the historical enemies of our nation. They are part of a strong opposition force that operates from abroad, which lacks legitimacy and decorum. Several of its members are even publicly linked to renowned terrorists who have caused infinite pain to the Cuban people. It is offensive that those who have turned betraying the country a well-paid job are invited to these forums and are usurping in a shameless way the name of the country that they defame and offend on a daily basis." While the Cuban delegation made public statements to the different national and international communication media, members of several social organizations submitted a letter to Panama's Foreign Affairs Ministry to suspend the protests of Cuban and Venezuelan dissident groups. It is worth mentioning that Bolivian President Evo Morales and Ecuadorian President Rafael Correa were present at the People's Summit. Other presidents invited include Nicolas Maduro, Venezuela, Daniel Ortega, Nicaragua, Raúl Castro, Cuba, Cristina Fernández, Argentina, and Dilma Rousseff, Brazil. One of the most important demands of international and national delegations of social movements is to repeal the decree that qualified Venezuela as a threat. They are also requesting Obama to have the U.S. apologize for the invasion of Panama in 1989 and to compensate the families of the victims of this military intervention. They also demand Puerto Rico's right to independence and the end of the U.S. blockade of Cuba. Over 2,000 social movement representatives are expected to participate in the People's Summit, a space that goes beyond social meetings, since its objective in parallel to the presidential meeting organized by the OAS is to submit the demands of the peoples prepared in different working tables. These demands will be presented by the presidents participating in the People's Summit. An example of this is the proposal of the Bolivian Peasant Workers Union Confederation, which will propose the creation of a Latin American Council in defense of the sovereignty of states against U.S. meddling in regional policy. One of the features of these summits is a custody of presidents, and in this way, President Obama is almost laying a siege on Panama City with its military artillery that reminds Panamanians of the invasion of December 20, 1989. This can be seen in the over 100 Secret Service officers and their weapons, among them the Beast, the Cadillac specially built by General Motors for Obama in 2009, and an aircraft carrier. Some international analysts foresee a defeat of interventionism, since a decade after the FTAA defeat, their economic annexation project has not managed to thrive under other disguises. In parallel, popular international delegations have stated that the real goal is a People's Summit because it opens its doors for serious and pluralist discussions without restrictions, as opposed to the OAS with its America Summit.
Real World Radio, broadcasting free words, building popular communications by FOI.